What?
Things that make you say, what the fudge? Unpowered 96.5.
A 65-year-old man from China is recovering from a collapsed lung. He suffered after a long karaoke session. The man has been singing for several hours when he began to experience shortness of breath and a sharp pain on the left side of his back. He went to the hospital after he could no longer hit the high notes.
No.
Doctors examined the man and said he was suffering from a collapsed lung. He is expected to make a full recovery. So I don't know if the actual vocals and the notes like caused that or it was going to collapse anyways.
I don't know.
But he noticed, obviously, he noticed that there was problems when he was singing.
He couldn't hit the high note. I bet that was great for everyone who was listening. You know?
Yeah, when you try to hit the high note.
That's the worst.
Or especially like the national anthem, whenever you know that they start too high.
And you're like, this is not going to be good.
How are they going to, what's going to happen at the end?
What's going to happen at the end?
Yeah. And everybody's just waiting. It's every time I am like, I'm really feeling for that person who's singing. I know. Come on, you can do it.
How panicked they are whenever they realize they started out too high and they have to sing the rest of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you didn't think about them having to worry about a collapsed lung.
No, you didn't at all. And I mean, if you're not careful, you could collapse the other one, I would imagine. Because you're using all that energy that the other one isn't providing you. And you could do both of them. And then you end up on the floor. Then it's almost kind of like, was it worth it? Was it worth the $50 prize money that you were going to get for this karaoke contest? Honestly.
On Power 96.5.